Women in Law and Development in Africa, WILDAF, has called for a strong and explicit focus on gender equality in the post-2015 MDG development framework. It has also called on government to, as a matter of urgency, implement existing treaties and amend laws that discriminate against women. A member of WILDAF and executive director for the Gender Center for Empowering Development, Esther Teria, said when gender equality is made to stand alone by next year's development framework, it will help tackle issues on women's rights and bring discrimination against women to a halt. Priscilla Pia and Jasmine Akins, her father's report.
Within the last 14 years of implementation of the Millennium Development Goals, MDGs, Ghana has made significant gains in the area of poverty reduction, gender parity in basic schools, and maternal mortality. Despite these gains, the gender wage gap, women's sexual and reproductive health rights, and women's equal participation of all levels of decision-making has become a global challenge. In view of this, women's rights groups and gender activists have called for a specific MDG goals in women empowerment to tackle the issue. The executive director for the Center for Empowering Development, Esther Teria, said women have been abused in all aspects of their lives, especially in the corporate world. She said every political party has women organizers, but when they succeed, they forget the roles played by these women. She said at least 30% of women should be in parliament to have a say in decision making.
That was Priscilla Pia and Jasmine Akins' report.